This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What Verizon is talking about would be the most cash for any business acquisition in the history of capitalism.
Wake up to the day's top business headlines. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. It's on iTunes and marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. If boards of directors give their approval, Verizon is buying back Vodafone's part of Verizon Wireless for $130 billion, $60 billion of it in cash. Vodafone of London can use the proceeds to more aggressively expand in Europe, and Verizon of New Jersey needs something to do with all the money its customers send it every month. Gianni Dunarain is a telecom analyst who works for Gartner.
Verizon has been doing really well. They are in the best possible position now to spend that money. And from a strategic perspective, they do see themselves now independent and able to really drive their own strategy.
The Wall Street Journal cites a calculation that puts the deal, if it goes through, at the most cash paid for an acquisition in the history of mankind. More cash than the Belgian-Brazilian drinks giant InBev paid for the brewer Anheuser-Busch 5 years ago. And you may have given up on the following industry, but there are still hundreds of drive-in movie theaters in operation across the country. However, there's a new challenge for the ones left standing. Many of them have yet to make the costly switch to digital projectors as Hollywood phases out 35-millimeter film. This month, carmaker Honda will pick 5 drive-ins to supply with new technology. But are the rest worth saving as well? Shannon Mullen reports.
At the peak of their popularity, there were more than 4,000 drive-ins in the U.S. Now we're down to fewer than 400.
I'd say there's not enough. I mean, they don't have to be a quarter mile apart from each other like they were back in the 50s and 60s.
Todd Ament owns the Riverside Drive-In in Vandergrift, Pennsylvania. He says on average, he grosses $150,000 a season. Going digital will cost him $60,000 to $80,000, but Ament says it's worth doing.
You know, to continue providing a piece of Americana that has been, like, lost and forgotten about.
Ament adds drive-ins can be more affordable for families than the Cineplex, and they still have a strong customer base, says Kip Shearer with drive-ins.com.
I think it's definitely a labor of love. However, they do make money, too, and some of them are only open for a handful of months out of the year.
Shearer says thriving drive-ins have the same business model as indoor theaters. Most of their profits come from selling popcorn. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
We made it to Labor Day, the last big day of the summer for seafood shacks along the coast. Lobster prices have been shockingly low again this summer, $2.20 a pound dockside. Climate change is a key reason given there. But what is going on with shrimp? The price is going through the roof. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is looking into this morning. Adrian?
Good morning, David.
So when it comes to shrimp, how much more expensive are we talking about?
Well, for some types of shrimp, we're at sort of 52-week highs with shrimp prices. For others, we're at all-time high shrimp prices. According to a company called Urner Barry, prices of shrimp are actually up about 50% since the beginning of the year.
Why?
Well, the first thing you've got to know is that 90% of the shrimp we eat in the U.S., or right around there, is imported from other countries, places like Thailand. According to the USDA, they sent $1.2 billion of shrimp to us last year. That's a lot of shrimp.
So it's not necessarily bubblegum shrimp boat off of Louisiana that's bringing in the shrimp. But what is the problem with the Thai shrimp farms?
Well, at shrimp farms in Thailand and in China and in Vietnam, again, where a lot of our shrimp come from, there's a shrimp disease called early mortality syndrome. And you might guess it kills shrimp early. By some estimates, the shrimp crop in Thailand is going to be down 30% because all these shrimp are dying off. And fewer shrimp means higher prices.
Any estimations for how long we'll have to keep paying prices like this?
Well, it's not clear. I mean, there's an expectation it's going to take a while for these shrimp farms to actually get back up to speed to get their shrimp healthy again. There are shrimp farmers in other parts of the world that are trying to step in. Ecuador and India have upped their shrimp production. But the really big unknown is whether or not you and I are going to pay all this extra money for shrimp.
In other words, whether or not the demand will still be there as this price spike continues.
Exactly.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
And many wear a wedding ring to make it clear they're not on the make. Some single people wear them to keep away the creeps. Now the yang to that yin. Colorful wristbands that tell the world you are single and are looking for a profound, lasting relationship. A Dane and a Brit met while on vacation on the Spanish island of Lanzarote and hatched the idea of a startup called My Single World. Sure, this is a selling point, but the bracelets can be ordered with the words fate or destiny or future embossed. Okay, how about any port in a storm? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.